Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Saturday, May 10th, is the Feast of St. John of the Cross, Carmelite priest and doctor of the Church. And these are today's headlines. In a meeting with the College of Cardinals, Pope Leo XIV says the Church must respond to a new industrial revolution. Pope Leo also revealed to the Cardinals some of the reasons for his choice of papal name. And Holy Year pilgrimages to Rome are continuing, with this weekend seeing the Jubilee for bands and popular entertainment. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Leo XIV addressed the College of Cardinals in the Synod Hall on Saturday morning in his first major address as Pope. As Francesca Merlo reports, the Pope invoked the legacy of his predecessors, both Pope Francis and Pope Leo XIII especially, saying that he wants the Church to respond to a new industrial revolution and to the development of artificial intelligence.
Pope Leo XIV revealed to the College of Cardinals the inspiration behind his chosen name, reflecting on Pope Leo XIII and his seminal social encyclical Rerum Novarum. Pope Leo XIII addressed the social question in the context of the first great industrial revolution, he explained. Today, the Church offers her treasure of social teaching in response to another industrial revolution marked by the developments of artificial intelligence. His name, he emphasized, is not only rooted in tradition, but also forward-looking, addressing the ever-evolving challenges of the modern world, while maintaining the Church's commitment to human dignity and social justice.
Fratelli Cardinali.
In his first official address as successor of Peter, Pope Leo spoke to the cardinals, whom he called his closest collaborators, expressing both gratitude and an awareness of the immense responsibility now entrusted to him.
Chiaramente di gran lunga superiore alle mie forze.
This yoke, he remarked, is clearly far beyond my strength, as it would be for anyone. Reflecting on the Church's recent days of mourning following the death of Pope Francis, Pope Leo described the conclave as a paschal event filled with the light of the resurrection. He paid tribute to his predecessor's simplicity and radical commitment to service, urging the faithful to treasure this legacy and continue their journey animated by the same hope that comes from faith. The Pope reminded those gathered of the quiet presence of the risen Christ, not in the roar of thunder and earthquake, but in the whisper of a gentle breeze.
Più che nel fragore del tuono o del terremoto, nel sussurro di una brezza leggera.
It is in this stillness, he said, that we encounter God most intimately, and it is this encounter that must guide the Church in her mission today. Pope Leo reaffirmed the path set by the Second Vatican Council, particularly the themes of Pope Francis's Evangelii Gaudium, which highlights the primacy of Christ, synodality, care for the poor, and courageous engagement with the world. He called on the Church to continue this path with prayer and commitment, quoting St. Paul VI, praying that a great flame of faith and love may light the way for all people of goodwill. I'm Francesca Merlo.
As we heard in Francesca's report, our new Holy Father also spoke about his choice to be known as Leo, recalling especially Pope Leo XIII, the great exponent of Catholic social teaching. I spoke today with Dr. Donald Prudlow, an historian at the University of Tulsa in the United States, who explained the relationship between Pope Leo XIV and his famous predecessor, and the similarities between Leo XIII's time and our own.
Pope Leo XIII reigned from 1878 to 1903, so he was the first pope of the 20th century. He lived in a time of profound social change, a time in which the Church needed answers to many of the pressing social problems of the day. And today, Pope Leo XIV has told us why he chose this, in particular in reference to his great the Charter of Catholic Social Teaching, the encyclical Rerum Novarum from 1891, which has proved to be the bedrock for all subsequent social teaching. Pope Leo XIV knows that just like as in his predecessor's time, he lived in a period of immense social change, a change that was challenging not only the church and the doctrines of the church, but the very dignity of humanity. And so when he took this name, he means for us to understand that just as Pope Leo XIII lived at a time of the transition to in the midst of the Industrial Revolution, and he tried to weave a Catholic way, a Catholic interpretation between the twin dangers of socialism and unfettered liberal capitalism. And just today, Leo XIV tells us that because of the challenges to humanity today and the challenges to human dignity, in particular the problems of artificial intelligence, he took the name in order to mark a new period where the church is going to be engaging with these very serious problems.
And that was Dr. Donald Prudlow from the University of Tulsa in the United States of America. On the day of his election, Pope Leo XIV wore a pectoral cross with some interesting features. It contains the relics of saints linked to the Augustinian order, especially Saint Augustine himself and his mother, Saint Monica. Joseph Tulloch delves into the story of the new pope's pectoral cross.
The pectoral cross, which Pope Leo XIV wore on the day of his election, carries a powerful message. Until recently, the new pope was an Augustinian friar, and embedded within the cross are fragments of bones from saints deeply connected to the Augustinian tradition. At the centre of the cross is a relic of Saint Augustine, the great church father who taught that looking inward is key to encountering God and understanding his word. The cross, which Pope Leo XIV wore when he first appeared to the world from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, is rich in symbolism. Alongside the relic of St. Augustine, who was the spiritual father of the Augustinian order, are fragments from four other saints: his mother Monica, Thomas of Villanova, Blessed Anselm Polanco, and the Venerable Giuseppe Bartolomeo Manocchio. The relics were chosen by Father Joseph Schiberas, the Postulator General of the Augustinian order, and they were a present from the General Curia of the Augustinians to Cardinal Robert Prevost when he was created Cardinal in September 2023. Each relic represents a figure whose life reflects a key aspect of sanctity within the Augustinian family. Speaking to Vatican Radio, Father Schiberas said that he was overjoyed at the election of the new pope. He recalled that Cardinal Prevost was very moved when the cross was given to him in 2023 and said that he knew he'd be carrying close to his heart relics of both St. Augustine and his mother, Monica. The day before the conclave, Father Schiberas said, "I sent him a message encouraging him to wear the cross we had given him for the protection of Saints Augustine and Monica. I don't know whether it was because of my message or not, but when I saw that he was wearing it when taking the oath, and again when he stepped out onto the balcony of the basilica, I was deeply moved." This cross, Father Schiberas explained, is not just a decorative object. It's a visible sign of faith and a clear reflection of his pastoral commitment. The relics it contains are all linked to the Augustinian tradition, and each one represents fidelity or reform or service or martyrdom, virtues that now guide and sustain the ministry of the new pope. I'm Joseph Tulloch.
Also on Saturday, the Vatican formally unveiled Pope Leo XIV's coat of arms, which clearly reflect his Augustinian roots. The shield itself is divided diagonally into two sections. The upper half features a blue background with a white lily. The lower half of the shield has a light background and displays an image that recalls the Order of St. Augustine, a closed book with a heart pierced by an arrow. This is a direct reference to the conversion experience of St. Augustine himself, who described his personal encounter with God's Word using the phrase, "Vulnerasti cor meum verbo tuo," "You have pierced my heart with your word." Pope Leo XIV has also chosen a motto that reflects this Augustinian tradition, "In illo uno unum," which means, "In the one, we are one." The phrase is taken from St. Augustine's exposition on Psalm 127, where he explains that although we Christians are many, in the one Christ, we are one. And finally, with all the excitement of the conclave and the election of Pope Leo going on here in Rome, pilgrims continue to flock to the Eternal City to take part in the ongoing Year of Jubilee. This weekend sees the jubilee of bands and popular entertainment. The sounds of music from bands and orchestras from around the world are being heard even here in the Vatican neighborhoods, where members of groups are on their pilgrimage. They're also offering a performance here and there as they make their way to St. Peter's Basilica. On the spot, we had Thaddeus Jones, who offers this report.
From May 10th to the 11th, Rome will be filled with music of all kinds. Beginning on Saturday today, participants in the Jubilee event will make a pilgrimage to the Holy Door at St. Peter's Basilica and then perform in 31 squares across the city. On Sunday, Mass will be celebrated by Archbishop Fisichella in Piazza Cavour, just near the Vatican here. Over 10,000 people from more than 90 countries are expected to take part in this jubilee of bands and popular entertainment in Rome, both on today, Saturday, and May 11th, Sunday. The event's dedicated to military, institutional, amateur, folk, community, sports, school, and college bands, as well as to all forms of popular entertainment from around the world. The Jubilee will involve over 13,000 participants, mostly from Italy, but also large groups from the United States, Malta, Poland, Spain, France, Germany, the UK, Brazil, Mexico, Australia, and Argentina. Today, organized pilgrimages to the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica are taking place until 6 p.m. And then now until 7 p.m. Rome time on this Saturday, a large open-air band performance will be held across 31 squares in central Rome, featuring over 100 bands and musical groups from around the world. The full list of performances, including locations, start times, and bands, is available on the official Jubilee website and the Jubileum 25 app. For all info on the Jubilee 2025, you can always go to Vatican.va or www.vaticanva and just click on the green icon Jubilee 2025. Tomorrow on Sunday at 10 a.m., Mass will be celebrated in Piazza Cavour, presided over by Archbishop Rino Fisichella, who's in charge of organizing the Jubilee 2025. Entry to the square will be allowed from 8 a.m., and no ticket is required for attendance. After the Mass, pilgrims will go in procession to St. Peter's Square with their musical instruments and traditional uniforms. And along the route, the bands will perform freely chosen pieces as they march in pilgrimage. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
And as we close up our broadcast this afternoon, a few reminders. The Holy See Press Office announced yesterday that the inaugural Mass for the inauguration of Pope Leo XIV's Petri Ministry will be held a week from Sunday. That's Sunday, May 18th at 10 a.m. Rome time. In coming days, we'll also see meetings with the international press and with members of the diplomatic corps, as well as the formal possession taking of the various papal basilicas throughout the city of Rome. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Tomorrow morning, you can join us for Vatican Radio's live coverage of Pope Leo XIV's first Regina Caeli address, which will take place from the Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica at 12 noon Rome time. For more on these and other stories, we do invite you to visit our Vatican News website, as well as our Instagram, X, YouTube, and Facebook accounts. Many thanks this afternoon to our technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.